Welcome to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, it's time to hear from you. It's our I Stand for Israel segment. This is where we feature letters, emails, and website comments from those of you who have contacted the fellowship. Let's listen.
This is Stephanie, and I pray for Israel and the peace of Jerusalem. I am a Christian, and I support Israel because she is the nation that God Himself chose to lead others to the one true and living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He is my Hashem. Deuteronomy 20, verse 1, is the key to the defense of Israel. In all of history, when she faced more enemies than she could count, it was God Himself who saved her and gave the victory. Like David, we must believe that our God is more powerful than any earthly or demonic enemy. Even when the battle rages and seems hopeless, it is not, because in the end, God will come through.
I have not seen the Holy Land myself, but my father did. He served in post-occupation West Germany during the years when Egypt's Nasser tried to close the Suez Canal. At Dachau, the process of discovery and internment of the Jewish bodies from the Holocaust was still in the news. The stories my father told of the Holocaust were felt as the biggest tragedy in all of humanity, and my feelings naturally extend to the moral imperative of supporting Israel. God gave Judea to the Judeans.
You've been hearing from our listeners today on Holy Land Moments in our Listener Letters segment. We'd love to hear your comments as well. Contact us at the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews and let us know how you stand for and support Israel and the Jewish people. You can reach us at holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca. This has been a presentation of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.